Welcome to the Monday edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on power. The Encouraging Word. It's the power of God's plan. And oh, God has a... We gain more insight as we gain more understanding of what that is, and we see it come. It changes our perspective on everything. As we open God's Word together today, know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray specifically for you about whatever's going on in your life. Our prayer line is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day, someone to talk or listen or pray. And it's also a place to connect you with some of those resources that will help you grow in your faith right there. Also available online at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Our God and our Father, we find ourselves in your presence on this day. You are our amazing God. You are the lifter of our head. You are the one in whom we believe. You are the one who makes this all possible. It's because of you, because of your love, that we have redemption. It's because of you that Jesus came and died upon this cross, that we might have life. It's because of you that we have forgiveness, that we have life more abundantly. We come today to worship you. We come to take hold of you. We come to cry out to you, our Father. We believe in you. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ the Son. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We know, Lord, that you're able to do anything that you want to do because you're God. We know that. We know that you have all the ability because you're God. You don't need us. But Lord, you choose us. You want us to take hold of your ability. You want us, Lord, each one of us. That's why you believe in the power of one. You do. Each one of us individually, all of us together, coming together as one, making an impact for Christ. That's the way you work. And Father, today we cry out to you as a people, not only here in Spartanburg, but around our nation, that believers would stand up and rise up, each one of us individually, that we would have an encounter with you, Lord, but then together as believers, that the impact of our lives might rebuild the walls. Lord God in heaven, speak to us today, we pray. Show us what it is that you want of us individually. And then show us how that when we come together, how you can use us together, believers, not only here but around the world, to rebuild walls that have broken down. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All around our world today, there are people who need walls rebuilt. I cannot define your wall any more than you can mine. I want you to know that God has the capability and the ability in every way to bring broken pieces together, to heal lives, to reconstruct, to bring joy back into your life. God can do it all, and He'll do it for just one. That's how valuable you are to the Lord. You are just one person. I went to the store yesterday to pick up a few items, and a precious person called me over, going through very deep waters. And I said to this person, when they apologized to me for taking my time, I said, oh no, you're worth it. You're worth it. Just one. And then God takes 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. He takes all of those of us who love Him, puts us together in the power of one. And when we come together, what an impact for Christ. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah and chapter 1. The book of Nehemiah and chapter 1. And here in the pulpit, God is beginning to speak to my own heart. I cannot begin to tell you how much He is speaking to my heart. I just want to say to you that He is. I'd like to read to you from chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hasaleah. Now it happened in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susa the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came with certain men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who escaped, who had survived the exile concerning Jerusalem. And they said this to me, "The remnant there in the province who had survived the exile is in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are destroyed by fire." As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept. And I mourned for days. I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments, let Your ear be attentive and Your eyes open to hear the prayer of Your servant, that I now pray before You day and night for the people of Israel, Your servants, confessing the sins of the people which have sinned against You. Even I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against You and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that You commanded Your servant Moses. Remember the word that You commanded Your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the people. But if you return to Me and keep My commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of the heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make My name dwell there. They are Your servants and Your people, whom You have redeemed by Your great power and by Your strong hand. O Lord, let Your ear be attentive to the prayer of Your servant and to the prayer of Your servants who delight to fear Your name, and give success to Your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." Now, I was cupbearer to the king. May the Lord write His word upon our hearts. I'm not sure that you and I will find many of those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus that would not affirm that God is capable. In fact, He's so capable, He doesn't need any of us. Can we all affirm that today? Whatever we look at, whatever you face, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, I want to affirm to you today that I too, like you, I believe that God can do it. I know that He's already there tomorrow. I know that He holds tomorrow in the palm of His hand. I know that He's in control. I know that He has every capability and every ability to do whatever's necessary. He can heal me. He can rebuild the wall. He can mend my broken heart. He can give me back my life. He can fill me with joy. He can mend a broken fence. He can reconcile my family. He can help me to overcome that addiction. He can let me lay down that thing that keeps troubling me. He can rebuild my business. He can help me to get enough finances to pay my bills. God can do it all. He doesn't need me and He doesn't need you. But God chooses to use me, just one. But He also chooses to use two and three and four and five. And He brings His people in His time together. And what an impact they make. The power of one. And this is the story of Nehemiah. I want us to just consider their situation. Just briefly, I want us to look at this. Number one, the facts were clear. If you and I study this passage without going into all the historical background, without understanding all the details, and our Sunday school teachers and life group leaders will touch on many of these things, I'm sure. And we were to talk about this long period of time in which these people who knew this God of whom we speak agonized. The fact of the matter is, the facts were clear. Verse 3 tells us, the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and its gates destroyed by fire. That is the fact. One of the greatest dangers facing America today is that we've already forgotten what happened on 9/11. Very easy to lay aside the facts, but the facts were clear. Now, I want you to also consider that the response was immediate.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he'll be back in just a moment with more of this powerful message on the power of God's plan. But we also want to be a part of not just this moment in your day, but the opportunity to help infuse the power of God's Word into your life every day. One of the great tools to do that is our Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It's available in a number of fashions. You can get it as a quarterly booklet that we'll send to you for free just by calling 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. But if you'd like, we can send you that every single morning via email. You can sign up on our website. Just look for the Encouraging Word Daily email right there on our website. And sign up and allow this to be a jump start to your day. That's what it is. It starts my quiet time every morning with this infusion of God's Word and the teaching of Dr. Wilton. It takes just a couple of minutes, but it will start your day in a brand new way, a grand brand new way. But you need to sign up online at theencouragingword.org, or you can even text the word daily to 30500. That's daily, just that one word, texted to 30500. We'll send you a quick link and you can sign up right away. Now back to today's message, The Power of God's Plan, with Dr. Don Wilton.
We're going to find this recurring theme right throughout the book of Nehemiah. The Bible says that as soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned, and I continued fasting and praying. I just want to say to you, my beloved friends, beginning with me, with just one. I am going to be teaching you these things from the Word of God in the next several weeks. I want you to know that God has led me to call us to a time of prayer and fasting, and I'm going to be doing that. I want you to begin to prepare your heart for that. I am going to come under the leadership of the Spirit of God, and I am going to give you scores of options that you can adopt in the context of your own life and your own circumstance and your own need to tap into prayer and fasting so that you and I can understand what it is. The response was immediate. But I want you to know, number three, that the God of heaven was consulted. Verse 5, I said, O Lord God of heaven. Everything was directed toward our God, our Father, which art in heaven. The power of one can only come together when all eyes are fastened in exactly the same place. To borrow a colloquial phrase, if we don't fasten our eyes on the God of heaven, it ain't going to happen. Because everything comes from Him. But I want you to note in the fourth instant when we consider their situation that the leader was repentant. It began right there in the pulpit. The Bible tells us very clearly in verse 6. Beginning with himself, Nehemiah stood up and said, I have sinned before you, O Lord. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner by nature and by choice. And my father's house has sinned, and my people have sinned. Somehow, you and I will remember in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it was God who said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked way. And so I'm going to ask that question, beginning with myself. Is there anyone here who is not guilty of sin before the Lord? And if that being the case, are we willing to repent before Him? But when we consider this situation, number five, the people were reminded. I love beginning at verse 8 there. It's so powerful. Remember the word that you commanded. Do you know, it's interesting here, all these years later, I mean, this was 445 B.C. 445 B.C. This is a long time after Moses was on the planet. This is a long time following the wanderings of the children of Israel. This is not just 60 odd years. This is a long time away. This is far removed. This is not just 9/11 that happened just a few years ago. That God's servant and God's people come back and they are reminded as to what God had to say to them when He said, if you're unfaithful, are we listening? If we are unfaithful, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you. The great scattering has taken place in America. Our nation is in disarray. And the only means by which you and I find any recourse is we point a finger. We point a finger at the White House. It has to be the White House. We point a finger. It's got to be the state capitol. We point a finger. It's got to be that neighbor. It's got to be that person over the road. It's got to be that law. It's got to be this and it's got to be that. But I'm going to say to you, something happened here in the power of one. Just one man, one woman coming before the Lord. And then two, and then three, and then four, and then five, and what an impact for Christ. Where are the believers? Where are we? Church, where are we? Where are those of us who know that God is exactly who He says He is? If maniacs all over this world can brandish AK-47s and walk into advertising agencies and execute people because of cartoon depictions of a dead God, how much more so ought those of us who know the love of God in Christ Jesus ought to rise up and claim and proclaim His name in all the earth? How much more so ought we to show the love of God in Christ Jesus? Oh, the people were reminded, all right, if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though you are outcasts in the uttermost parts of the heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. I'm asking God to bring us together. I'm asking God to bring you together. Some of you are in the outer reaches of the heavens. Some of you are so hurt in your private lives and in your personal lives. Some of your families are so broken up and scattered. Some of you have gone through so much pain and so much hardship. Some of you have been torn asunder. Some of you have just got broken, broken, broken hearts and destroyed lives. And I'm asking God, if He would bring us together, those of us who have been scattered to the far reaches of the earth, and He'd bring us together as one, just one, two, three, four, and five, to make an impact for Christ right here, that His name might dwell in our midst. Oh, consider their situation. God's favor was requested, all right. Verse 11, O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant. Isn't that a beautiful request? Can we ask that of the Lord? Would you let me ask that of the Lord for you? I'd be so honored. I can't come and see all of you. I can't visit all of you. I tell you what I can do. I can request the favor of God for you. That is so powerful. It's so simple, but so powerful. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants. Can you see the 1, 2, 3, 4? Lord, let your prayer, please, be attentive to your servant. Lord, would you hear my cry for my brothers and my sisters? Would you hear my cry for our church? Would you hear my cry for our city? Would you hear my cry for my neighbors? Would you hear my cry for my nation that I love so well, for this world in which I live? Would you hear my cry for my mother, for my father, for my son, my daughter, for my best friend? Would you hear my cry? But he doesn't stop there. He said, would you hear the cry of your servants? Is there anybody today who would cry with me? Can I ask you, thank you? Would you just cry to God with me? Can we do this together? Let's just cry to the Lord. So why does God work through the power of one? See, I'm speaking to you today about the power of God's plan. This is the way God does it. Why does God work through the power of one? Why does he do what we're going to discover here in Nehemiah? You don't think, look, here the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, the gates had been burned down. All of us agree, if God wanted, God could have said, be rebuilt, and they were rebuilt, right? So why did God raise up one and then two? He raised up Nehemiah and then this beautiful, wonderful, powerful group of people. And together they went, and God said, see that brick over there? Would someone pick up that brick? And someone said, I'll pick up that brick. Would you bring that shovel over here? Would you mix the concrete? Would you dig that little trough over there? Would you carry this over here? Excuse me, ma'am, would you go prepare the biscuits? These guys are getting hungry. Would you go and get something? Would you go down to the brook there and get something to drink? Because this guy here has been working so hard, he's real thirsty. Would you take a message down there to the lumber yard, tell them we need a few more trees up here? Why does God work through the power of one? Just four simple reasons. Number one, because God requires it.
God's favor. We hear that phrase, but do you realize that you are in God's favor right now? God's using this radio broadcast to pursue you, to let you know he loves you and has a plan for your life. You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton from the pulpit, but right now I want to take you into the studio with Dr. Don because he has perhaps the most important points to make of this entire match today coming up next.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that he died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If the Lord has spoken to you today through Dr. Don Wilton, either the message you heard earlier or these moments right here about giving your heart to Christ or coming home to Jesus Christ, let today be the first day of a brand new experience with Christ, something that is life-changing, revolutionary. We'd love to come alongside you to pray you through the next steps and put some wonderful resources in your hands that will help you grow, especially if you've just said yes to Jesus Christ or come home to rededicate your life. Even beyond that, if you're a follower of Christ and you realize, I need to deepen my walk, I need to not only be encouraged by the Bible, but become an encourager, boy, we'd love to speak with you about what that means and how that could be a part of even a partnership with us. Just know that we're here first and foremost to minister to your needs, to encourage you. If you want to give us a call, 866-899-WORD. We'll connect you to one of us happy to talk or listen or pray. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
I'm going to ask a penetrating question right now. What happens when you die? Where exactly do you and I go? You know, over my many years of ministry, and from so many of you, I get so many questions about life after death. All of us, people like you and me, are fascinated with the subject of life after death. That's why God led me to write the novel, The Absolute Certainty of Life After Death. This novel that I wrote was birthed out of my own personal, I think, near-death experience, and it just flowed from my heart. It's the story about two men in a real world. One died and the other man died. One went to heaven, the other man did not. And it's based on what Jesus teaches us in His Word. This book will change your view of heaven, and it will help you to understand the significance of what it means to be with Christ or to live separated from Him forever. I want you to have a copy and request your own personal copy of my novel, The Absolute Certainty of Life After Death. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported broadcast ministry, and your financial support helps us to reach just one more for Christ. And this book has been used to change lives all across America. Call and get your copy now.
The number Dr. Don referred to is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. That number and a lot of different ways to connect with us, to connect to resources, are on our website at theencouragingword.org. Not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day, 866-899-9673, or online at theencouragingword.org. Let's connect today.
Well, here I am again. What a day this has been. You know, one of the things I want to say to you is let's stay connected. You know, we've got so many means to be able to do that. You can write to us, email us. You've got all the details right there in front of us. We're a family together. We stay connected in so many ways. And your life is very important to me. I see you there. And God shows me. And I want to be able to pray with you and connect with you and be a vital part of your relationship, your growth. Your needs are mine. I'm walking in your shoes. And I want to pray for you. Please don't stop. Call us, write us, keep praying, keep giving, keep connecting, keep rejoicing, keep celebrating, keep striving. God is on His throne. This is the Encouraging Word. And now you know why.
Thank you for your program, Dr. Don. There is so much distress, fear, misinformation, and depression in this country now. I was beginning to lose hope myself, but then I saw your program and it gave me cause for hope. I will pray for you to continue bringing light into the dark world. Through you, the Lord sends His message of love, hope, faith, and redemption to the people. Keep doing the Lord's will.